The United Nations Security Council has unanimously approved an immediate arms embargo on Ivory Coast. It's an effort to force a return to last year's ceasefire between the government and the rebels. The council is also seeking an end to anti-foreigner rampages over the past several days that have forced thousands of Westerners to flee. The government of President Laurent Gbagbo reopened the West African nation's civil war earlier this month with airstrikes on rebel positions in the north. One of those attacks killed 9 French soldiers and an American aid worker, and France responded by destroying Ivory Coast's small air force. Reporter Colm Lynch covers the United Nations for The Washington Post and, of course, covers this story. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks very much. So besides this arms embargo that we mentioned, what other sanctions have been imposed on the Ivory Coast?
There are some other targeted sanctions which will go effect in another month if the government and the rebel forces in Ivory Coast do anything further to disrupt the peace process. And essentially, they would be targeted sanctions against individuals, travel restrictions, a freeze of assets. I mean, these are often difficult sanctions to impose because you have to sort of identify specific individuals. But the way they've crafted the resolution is to sanction both sides in the conflict, but it's more likely at this point that it would be government individuals who would face these sanctions.
Because the government reopened the civil war, as it's seen here.
Right, the government did. However, you know, if there's a major offensive by the rebels at this point, then, you know, they have that as an option to impose it. But, I mean, the country that has been sort of leading this whole effort is the French, and they seem to be particularly angry and upset with the government. So I think they would be more likely to sort of ratchet up pressure on the government than the rebels at this point, but that could change.
Is there a difference between France and other nations that don't have troops on the ground in Ivory Coast at the moment?
In the council, well, I mean, it's kind of remarkable because there have been huge bitter divisions in the council over other issues in an effort to try and impose sanctions on Sudan, for instance, in which the Sudanese have had all sorts of support from countries like Algeria, China, Pakistan, and other countries who have sort of had solidarity with them on this issue and have opposed American efforts to impose sanction. In this case, the French have been very effective in rallying support, unanimous support in the council. There really hasn't been that much opposition. For a brief period, the African Union, the South African president, Thabo Mbeki, had expressed some resistance to sanction and had asked the council on Friday to postpone any action so they could try to pursue some sort of diplomatic resolution to the problem. However, that ended over the weekend. President Gbagbo did not appear at a peace conference in Abuja, Nigeria, that many in the African Union had hoped he would appear at. He also took a couple of aggressive steps, like cutting off electricity to the northern rebels, started to rearm, and a number of steps that I think hurt the government's support base in Africa. And on Monday, they essentially came in and said, not only do we not have a problem with sanctions, we'd like the council to impose an arms embargo immediately. Initially, they were going to delay the enforcement of it.
Mr. Lynch, thanks very much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Colm Lynch is a Washington Post reporter who covers the United Nations and has been following the situation in Ivory Coast.